Welcome to Gender, A Wider Lens exclusive content. If you're a free listener, what you're about to hear is a preview of a bonus episode for our paid Substack subscribers.
If you'd like to hear the rest, go to widerlenspod.com and sign up for any of our paid membership options.
And to all of our premium and founding member subscribers, thank you for the support.
And here's the bonus conversation.
So we are back here with Colin Wright, who had a wonderful conversation with us in our full episode. And I actually wanted to continue on with something. Stella, you had asked this really interesting question about why is it so hard to imply or indicate that men and women may have different behavioral traits? Mm-hmm. And Colin, you were talking about things like height or face shape or like face recognition, that it's like really obvious to us that there's variation, but it's kind of like the gestalt of something. Like, we understand what people mean when they say that. And I was thinking about, like, maybe the reason why people are so offended by this like behavioral differences argument is that height is totally biologically determined. It is not culturally modifiable, except for now they do have like these leg lengthening surgeries, which is another story, right? But like, when it comes to personality or behavior, or like those kinds of social traits, there are lots of people that believe that we are molded into our behaviors and thoughts. So like, I'm just wondering, as someone who studied animal behavior, like something I think about a lot is clearly we're mammals. Like, we have all kinds of biological processes that are happening to us, whether we like it or not. But for some reason, a lot of people seem to think like the biology stops here and like from like in our brains, we're not impacted at all by our mammalian background. Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about that? I think it's interesting.